Happy Juneteenth and happy Father's Day weekend. It's time for All Things Gardening with the gardening expert extraordinaire, Charlie Nardozzi. Hello there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, home gardeners, busy in their yards and garden, and they might be looking for like slow spreading ground covers, particularly ones that some critters don't fancy. Do you have any suggestions for some things that we can plant?
Yes, I've got a perfect one for people who just don't want to have to fuss with their ground covers and with their perennials, and it's the perennial geranium. The wild version of this is Geranium maculatum. The one that we mostly see is a Geranium sanguineum. And what's so nice about this geranium is that it stays low, about a foot or so tall. It spreads slowly, so it does spread and cover up an area, and wherever it spreads, it chokes out the weeds, so it's just a big mat of foliage. It has beautiful flowers this time of year, everything from a white to a pink to a purple or a blue, and it reblooms later in the season if you deadhead it. And the best part is, of course, the rabbits and deer don't like it, so you don't have to worry about critters getting after it. So this geranium comes in a lot of different varieties. I mentioned the species one, which is the pink-flowered one. That's the one where once the flowers drop, the seed head looks like a crane's bill. That's where it gets its common name, the crane's bill geranium. But there are other colored ones too. There's Biakova, which comes either in a rose color or a white-flowered colored version. Johnson's Blue is a deep blue one. Same with Roseanne, which is one of our favorites, a nice blue-flowered one. Splish Splash has blue and white flowers, kind of striped. And if you want something with a different colored foliage, Dark Rider and Midnight Rider have burgundy-colored foliage. It looks beautiful against a golden Lysimachia or Creeping Jenny. So nice plants to have in the landscape. They will spread. They grow in full sun, part shade. They're hardy to zone 3. Like I said, they like well-drained soil, but clay, they seem to do okay on them. The only problem we've had with them is they get too big. So every couple years or so, we've got to push them back a little bit so they don't choke out other plants around them. But that just gives us the opportunity to replant them in other places too. And of course, rabbits and deer don't like them, so we don't have to worry about them.
Charlie, we've got a couple questions for you. This one's from Karen in Burlington. And Karen writes, last season at my Rock Point Community Garden plot, I tarped an area growing just pumpkins and butternuts. Extremely successful. Pumpkins so huge they became a tourist destination. And still working off those butternuts. This year, I want to do something different. An idea is to put down a green crop or a cover crop to let the area rest and restore while not completely going to weeds. Something like what we used to do with winter rye that can be mowed or turned in, easily worked in, that won't itself become to work on top of later or a problem to get rid of. Maybe oats or something else?
Yes. So there's a number of things you can use in a no-dig system, especially where you don't want to have to till it under in the spring, like what you'd have to do if you planted winter wheat or winter rye, because that will not die in the winter. So some good choices would be oats. That's a nice one. Crimson clover is another nice one that not a lot of people know about, but it's hardy to about 20 degrees, so it'll die in most of our winters. Beans and peas, you can get field versions of those. I actually grew fava beans that I had extra last year as a fall cover crop, and even buckwheat. What happens is that these all will die over the winter naturally. In the spring, all you have to do is come in, put a layer of compost over them and plant right through them. They rejuvenate the soil and make it easier for you to plant.
Next one from Michelle. Michelle writes, we have 2 rhododendron bushes in front of our house, in front of basement windows. I've read that it's best to prune after they bloom, and they are in full bloom currently. They've become quite tall, 5 feet and overgrown. We'd like to cut them way down to 2 to 3 feet, and do some shaping as they grow back. They're old plants, but they appear very healthy. Any recommendations or advice?
Yes, Michelle, go ahead and do it. Rhododendrons are very amenable to hard pruning. It's one of the rare evergreens that we have that you can do this with them, and now is the time to do it. You have about a 1-month window after they flower to prune them before they set flower buds for next year. So go ahead and cut them back as low as you want. That's okay. The more severe you cut them back, the longer it'll take them for them to recover, but eventually you'll still have a beautiful shrub that'll have flowers.
If you have questions for Charlie about your garden and lawns and landscapes, send it to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.